Today, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that two Texas patients cannot sue their HMOs in state court. Their injuries resulted from the company's refusal to pay for coverage. NPR's Julie Rovner reports that the case has added more confusion than clarity to the debate over patients' rights.
President Bush was Governor Bush when the legislature passed the Texas Health Care Liability Act in 1997. Then Governor Bush didn't sign the bill. He let it become law without his signature. But he did hold it up as a model in his campaign for president 4 years ago, as he mentioned here in one of the debates against then-Vice President Al Gore.
I support a national patient's bill of rights, Mr. Vice President. And I want all people covered. I don't want the law to supersede good law like we got in Texas.
But the Supreme Court says that good law in Texas doesn't actually let patients sue their health plan if they're injured as a result of care denials. In today's case, Ruby Khaled said she suffered complications when she was sent home from the hospital only a day after having a hysterectomy. Juan Davila suffered a bleeding ulcer when his health plan required him to try cheaper pain relievers before the Vioxx his doctor prescribed. Both sued under the Texas law, charging that the coverage decisions were medical in nature and thus subject to state malpractice law rather than federal insurance law. But Justice Clarence Thomas, writing for a unanimous court, disagreed. Sarah Rosenbaum is professor of law at the George Washington University School of Public Health.
And the court found unequivocally that the kinds of cases presented by these two people were, in fact, just garden variety coverage cases.
The result of the ruling, says Rosenbaum, is that Khaled and Davila, and possibly millions of other patients, can only sue in federal court under a law that doesn't let injured patients recover damages.
The only thing they could get maybe is the value of the Vioxx prescription or an extra day in the hospital. They can never get any compensation for the injuries they suffered.
The health insurance industry breathed a sigh of relief at the ruling. Karen Ignani is president of the trade group America's Health Insurance Plans.
It really puts the brakes on the attempt by trial lawyers around the country to turn every benefit decision into a lawsuit.
But those who unsuccessfully pushed a patient's bill of rights in Congress are outraged. Michigan Democratic Congressman John Dingell was a lead sponsor of the bill that just missed getting enacted into law 3 years ago.
I think it's a very unfortunate decision. It is going to compel me to reintroduce the patient's bill of rights that passed the Senate in 2001. And before it was gutted by the House Republican leadership of the Bush administration.
That bill foundered not over whether patients should be able to sue, but in which court and for how much. The debate has changed so much, in fact, that the Bush administration supported the insurance industry in the Supreme Court, not the Texas law, making a continuing legislative standoff likely. Rosenbaum says that in the absence of congressional action, more will be left to courts to decide, and that today's decision does nothing to end that debate either.
It certainly does clarify that run-of-the-mill coverage cases are run-of-the-mill coverage cases and that that is not something that can be litigated as a medical liability case. But there are scores and scores of actions that health plans take all the time that are not just run-of-the-mill coverage determinations.
In fact, says Rosenbaum, as more and more health plans implement disease management programs to help those with chronic ailments, they'll likely be making more and more decisions that could be construed as medical, and that's likely to result in more and more litigation. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.